What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the weekend of April 5th, 2019. We always use our Friday dates going into the weekend because many of our affiliate radio stations across the country air the broadcast on Saturdays, many others on Sundays, and several, believe it or not, both days with different audiences on Saturday and Sunday. So it's always good to use the Friday dates. And why do we tell you the date of the show?
So it's easy to find the show notes.
There you go. Because maybe you called in and you didn't get to hear your question and your answer. Maybe you were busy working and you got a mean boss, unlike me, who lets your staff do anything you want on the clock. Don't even think that you're going to use that recording against me. But maybe you miss it, or you hear a part of an interview, or you hear it's very involved, and we tell you, hey, just check out the show notes for the links and all the details. That's why you need to know. So in this case, you would come to intotomorrow.com, look for the show for the weekend of April 5th, and in this hour, the second hour, get all of that information.
And if you want to hear Into Tomorrow any day of the week, just subscribe to our free podcasts.
That's right. Did you know they're free?
And they don't cost anything.
There's no charge. Unlike other tech shows, yeah. Please, that to this day are charging for their podcasts. What a bimbo.
All we ask is that you consider supporting our advertisers because they're the ones that keep it free for you.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You know, call the numbers you hear during the commercial breaks and things like that. Support our advertisers. They support us, which brings you the show for free. On radio, for free, the way it should be.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. We can get down off that soapbox now.
You know, if Marconi knew that they were charging for radio in some areas, then he'd be turning over in his grave.
I know. And if Marconi back then knew there was satellites that spit radio down onto Earth that you had to pay for, he would also be turning the other way in his grave. Unbelievable. Some tech news may happen.
Yeah. So since this is not a political show, I'll just report this next story, and I'll let our listeners make their own decision about whether or not it's a good or a bad thing.
I might comment.
Yeah. Well, I would be surprised if you didn't.
Oh.
Google said this week that beginning next year, it will require companies that supply the search giant with temporary and contract workers to provide its staff with full benefits. Those benefits include health care, a $15 minimum wage, and paid parental leave. The change comes the same day that more than 900 Google workers reportedly signed a letter demanding better treatment of Google's extended workforce, commonly known at the company as TVCs, temps, vendors, and contractors. Now, the decision to provide contractors with full benefits ultimately doesn't fall to Google. It's decided by the temp companies. But if the temp companies don't meet Google's requirements by the deadline, the search giant will reevaluate their business relationship.
Well, I wonder if the search giant, Google, is reevaluating the fact that now all those vendors, subcontractors and otherwise, are going to have to charge Google more for whatever it is they're providing in order to pay for all of this. Or if they're going to say, nope, you can't raise our prices. We just insist and demand that you pay more to your employees and the staff and the maternity leave or parental leave, you said,
yes,
right?
Parental leave, and I read somewhere $5,000 tuition reimbursement as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be nice. Can I go back to school and you can reimburse me up to $5,000?
Yes, you can go back to school. No, I can't reimburse you a dollar, but I'll give you a dollar.
Thanks.
Yeah, welcome. But how bizarre for Google to be demanding that of their vendors. I mean, I get that you got to meet certain things and they want to make sure, you know, that the rights aren't violated or things that, you know, make sure there's no biases. But come on. And then, of course, Google's going to be the first to whine and complain in the procurement department when vendors are trying to raise their rates to something realistic to afford all of that.
And before you know it, we'll have to be paying the search on Google.com because they have to pay for that somehow.
Oh, no, that won't happen. I'll go back to Yahoo or something before I would be doing that because that's just nuts. Good luck to them, though. I wonder how that'll work. Our smartphones and NASA's International Space Station have something very important in common. Did you know this? Their aging batteries eventually stop recharging as well as they used to. We can all relate to that with our smartphones. Well, the International Space Station had the same problem. The lithium-ion batteries that NASA installed for ISS's solar array during a spacewalk last week had to be changed. And the more powerful and efficient than its previous current nickel hydrogen batteries. So that's what they were using. It's an important step toward keeping the International Space Station functional, obviously. We've got humans in there. They've got to survive, in addition to all the experiments and everything. But I thought that was kind of an interesting analogy. That NASA says, hey, we have the same problem you do with your smartphone. We got to change batteries.
Now, was this the spacewalk that was supposed to be an all-female spacewalk, but that they didn't have enough, the right size spacesuits?
Yes. I mean, oh, my God. Talk about embarrassing for NASA. They only had one medium female spacesuit, and they had two medium females. So I feel bad. Saturday Night Live did a great skit on the other female who didn't get to go out on the spacewalk. Well, and are you okay with that?
Yes, I'm fine with that. That's just the way things happen sometimes.
It's an easy fix.
And you could tell she was like, I'm just walking the PR line. You know, I'm not going to say anything negative. Of course she's not happy with it. Poor woman had to stay inside the space station and watch her counterpart do all the spacewalking.
Yeah, kind of like the third guy. The third guy in the Apollo 11 mission.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Of course, you never hear about his name because he was stuck inside the capsule.
I know. Oh. Well, wasn't Buzz Aldrin supposed to take the first step? And at the last minute, they decided Neil Armstrong did.
But how would you feel to be the third guy? The guy that was that close to the moon and didn't get there.
And apparently, his anxiety. Do you remember his name?
I don't.
Oh, see, that's sad because that's why you don't want to be the third guy. Who was the third guy in Apollo 11? Quick, somebody find out. The point being is that guy had such incredible stress because he talked about part of the mission was if they weren't able to lift off properly, he had to leave them on the moon to die, knowing they were just going to die.
Michael Collins.
Okay, thank you very much.
Michael Collins. I just had to think about it.
Yeah.
I didn't use Google at all.
No, not at all. Julio apparently got the same answer just as you were saying it. It was one of those, dagnabbit.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, you do these little tech little tidbits coming back from, and one of the ones I read was that the astronauts for Apollo 11 couldn't get life insurance. So what they did is the three of them signed autographed pictures of themselves so that their families could sell if they didn't make it back to Earth.
Oh, my gosh. And when you think about it, our smartphones have far more power than the first moon landing. I mean, that's scary, especially when your smartphone has to be rebooted or it doesn't work right. Oh, my gosh, it's so slow. Well, think about the poor astronauts who did this. But Collins had to agree and, of course, understand the mission. If they were unable to lift off, he had to just come home alone. And there's discussions about how he stressed about that, something fierce. I would, too. You know, leave your comrades back on the on the moon surface, knowing that they're just going to die, because what can you do? There was no second vehicle ready to go and go get them. That just wasn't going to happen. After a failed attempt to build part of its HQ2 in New York City, thank you, AOC, Amazon announced a $4.1 billion plan to build a new regional HQ in the city of Halfway, Oregon. Now, what's so special about Halfway, Oregon, you might say? It's not the first time that Halfway has made tech-related news. This is our tech news segment. In 1999, the city renamed itself Half.com. The city's name, Half.com, as part of a marketing stunt that came to epitomize the dot-com craze back in the late 90s. After the debacle in New York City, sounds like Amazon shifted its focus to locations that might be more welcoming to its plans. If the city was willing to rename itself, it stands to reason that it won't push back on the tax and other concessions that Amazon is looking for that AOC decided, she didn't want for her district.
But wasn't the whole point of this to get an HQ2 on the other side of the country?
That's my thought. And yet, there they are.
They go one state away?
Yeah. There they are in Oregon. It's like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. Granted, you need more warehouse space and everything. But apparently, they're going to spend $4.1 billion in the city known as Half.com now.
I told him, come here to Miami. We'll take the money.
I know. And we had a perfectly good spot by Opa-locka Airport. The county was ready to go. And nope, they'd rather go to New York. And then they blew that.
Yeah.
See, they should have listened to us.
Yep.
We have everything you need here in Miami, including some of the worst traffic, among other things.
But we don't have snowy winters.
No, we don't. And we are the gateway to Latin America. Than every language on the planet, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
In a recent study, though, Streaming Observer found that the average Netflix user... Do you use Netflix?
Sometimes.
Well, the average Netflix user spends 1 hour and 11 minutes each day streaming. That's an average. They think 1 hour and 11 minutes. Yeah, okay, so maybe one show or a short movie or part of a movie, what have you. Netflix users watch 164.8 million hours of video every day. 164.8 million hours every day. That's gigabit bandwidth each day of 496.4 million gigabits. Gigabytes, I'm sorry. It's even, even more. And you think you use a lot of data. That's a ton of data. Over the course of a year, that's 180.5 billion gigabytes of data consumed just by Netflix users. So when you talk about Netflix and chill, that's a lot of data.
Save some bandwidth for the rest of us.
Come because, but that just blows me away. 160, you might as well say 165 million hours of video every single day. That's just nuts.
That is crazy.
I honestly can't remember the last time I even dialed up Netflix. Spend a few weeks anyway, but they still have stuff that a lot of people want, and go for it. More power.
Yeah. Now, since I've had my Facebook account for about 10 years, here's something that I didn't even know about until news broke. Apparently, some users, when signing up for a new account, instead of getting a verification email or a code sent to their phones, they would instead get a prompt to enter their personal email account's password to verify their accounts.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, this is essentially obviously giving login credentials to the social network. Not surprisingly, Facebook went on the defensive, and a spokesperson said the passwords are not stored by the social network, and the verification method was only available to a, quote, very small group of people.
Oh, sure.
Of course, they didn't clarify how many people were shown this prompt. The feature, in air quotes, was originally designed for people signing up on a web browser and using email providers that don't support OAuth, which is an open source protocol that acts as a key for logins. Facebook issued a statement saying, "We understand the password verification option isn't the best way to go about this, so we're going to stop offering it."
Oh, good move.
But they at least admitted that, yeah, we were asking for people's email addresses and passwords.
Oh, my gosh. A little backtracking there, though, and trying to cover their butts.
Yeah, you know, here's the first little tip is if any site is asking you for the password for another site, don't do it.
Yeah, of course not. And we've recommended before, if you're using an app that allows you to connect via Facebook or your Twitter account or your Google account, think twice about that.
Yeah.
You're better off actually going ahead and setting up your own little account with maybe a less used email. We've talked about this, too. Everybody should have at least a Gmail account that you just use for spam, you know, or for activating an account. So you don't go check it unless you have to for those that sort of thing. Okay, we sent an activation code, click the link. Okay, fine. Then you go and open it up. But do that to set up these things. Don't be using your credentials for these anti-social media sites or otherwise. Because those things can happen.
Yeah. And we're saying, you know, we're not saying don't do it at all, but just be aware that when you're doing that, you're giving anybody who can get access somehow to your Facebook now has access to all the sites that you use your Facebook login to get into.
Yeah. That can be bizarre. So just use caution about that. But that's a classic. I wonder if that happened to anyone else in our audience where that popped up asking for your email password. Yikes. 800-899-INTO if you want to share that with us, because that in and of itself could be interesting. How about, is it Devis?
Devis.
Okay, Devis in Burlingame, California, listens to Into Tomorrow online religiously. We're delighted for that. Welcome Into Tomorrow.
I have a car that will play DVDs when you're stopped, but the DVD players will only play regular DVDs, they won't play Blu-ray. Is there a way to take a Blu-ray disc and downgrade it to whatever so it will play in normal DVD players so such as you find in cars?
Well, Devis, you won't be able to downgrade the Blu-ray disc itself. It's physically different from the DVD. DVDs use a 650 nanometer laser. I mean, it's going to get a little technical, but this is the reason why. Blu-ray uses a 405 nanometer laser. Now, that's a ray of that frequency. Kind of looks blue, if you will, to the human eye, hence the terrible name of Blu-ray. The difference in frequencies allows Blu-ray discs to use much smaller holes, if you will, to encode their information, allowing for a farther, a fairly larger, if you will, capacity.
Yeah, now, what you can do is rip the media off the Blu-ray disc using a computer with a Blu-ray drive, encode it, and save it onto a DVD that your car can read. Now, there's software that can do that, and you should be able to find the instructions fairly easily online. But we can't really give you too much information about that because technically it's illegal.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You're not allowed to make copies of Blu-ray movies
right.
because that's copyright infringement.
Right. You bought a more expensive Blu-ray that you might want to downgrade to a lesser quality DVD for your own use, but according to the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you can't legally do it. So we have to stop short of telling you how, just knowing that it's possible.
Yeah. We will, at least, because we're not going to lie to our audience. Of course, it's possible. You can do it. You can find stuff online that will do it, even. You can buy a cheap thing of software, and it'll burn and rip, as they call them, a Blu-ray or a DVD or CD or any number of things. But we're also not responsible if we don't tell you, bad boy, because it's illegal.
We're disavowing any knowledge of ever having said that, so it's a good thing that there's no record of this on podcasts or computers or
streaming
streams anywhere,
or
yeah.
the websites or anything into the millennia.
Right.
Good thing that there's no record of us and our shows ever in all the 24 years. Oh, boy, are we in trouble. But no, see, there we cover our butt by saying, but it's illegal. We're telling you, you're not supposed to do that.
So
can you? Yes. Should you? Probably not.
So if the FBI is listening, you can send the subpoenas to Kim Commando, care of... Oh, sorry, I didn't say that.
I think Leo's taking those subpoenas,
that's right. Yeah,
subpoenas these
yeah.
days. Yeah. So, but not us, because we don't tell you anything you shouldn't do. In fact, we don't tell you anything you shouldn't do all the way into tomorrow.
OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
Into Tomorrow continues. Another little tech tidbit for you. A dentist named Alfred Southwick invented the electric chair.
Figures.
That's kind of scary. Do you have any anxiety going to the dentist? Well, if you don't, you do now. Because a dentist invented the electric chair. Holy moly. I did not know that. That's why I like when you compile some cool tech tidbits and you just give them to me and I don't read them ahead of time. It's like, what? I can react the way many of our audience members do and say, no, that's not true, or they yell at their radio.
It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Well, maybe it's not then. Now you have me worrying that, no, you've vetted all of our tech tips, right?
I did.
All right. Phew. It's a good thing. By the way, Erasmo and Julio in the control room, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. Stay tuned in just a few minutes. Dave will be chatting with Lisa Green Lewis. She's a CPA and tax expert with Intuit TurboTax. You've heard us talking about the giveaways all day, so she's going to tell us how they can help file our taxes.
That's right. And if you need one of the last minute, if you've been a bad boy or girl like me and haven't done your taxes yet, tisk, tisk, shame, then you need one of these TurboTax codes. Unless you have a very simple return, you can do it at TurboTax.com for free, and do it, by all means, take advantage. But if you have a little more complicated stuff, you need one of their actual products, any of their products. This is good for it, too, so do call in. Ever lose a file on your Mac that you know is there? Well, Chris with OWC lets us know an easy way to find those misplaced files.
Thanks, Dave. We've all experienced times when we've misplaced files on our Mac. Did you know that Siri can help you find what you need? First, open Siri Preferences and make sure the Listen for Hey Siri option is turned on. With Siri open, you can ask a variety of questions to help you find files, such as, show me the files I opened on Friday, find the folder called Statements, show me my tax files, or find the pages document for my term paper. This will work with the 13-inch and 15-inch 2018 MacBook Pros, the 2018 MacBook Air, and the iMac Pro. Just make sure your Mac is on to use Hey Siri. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Chris. That is awesome. Very cool. Into tomorrow, of course, you want to visit owc.com/into.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. You know, they say movies were going to kill plays and TV was going to kill movies and streaming was supposed to kill appointment TV. And of course, everything was going to kill radio. Well, none of that actually happened, of course, and none will really die. But all of them have to change and evolve. If you've got questions about that or anything consumer tech-wise, we are here to help you anytime, 24/7. And we invite you to call us with any digital dilemma that you may have. Anytime we can answer any question for you, day or night, the number to call is 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. And I sort of hold your hand through the process. You'll see what I mean when you call our interactive voice response system. And then let us help you. Oh, and then send you fabulous prizes for participating on the program. Our next guest is here to tell us about not only their top-selling tax software, but how you can file your tax return. I know, sorry to remind you, tis the season. And if you're like me and waiting to the last minute, I know, bad boy, I haven't done mine yet either, then you definitely want to hear our next guest. CPA and tax expert with Intuit and TurboTax is Lisa Green-Lewis. Lisa, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing
fine. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And of course, folks like you couldn't be busier than this time of year, so we appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes. I know, full disclosure, my regular audience knows that I talk about TurboTax a lot, that I have been a TurboTax customer for, gosh, at least a dozen or more years, and it makes it so much easier that you've got all my information and then you bring it in to the current year and I can just go and answer simple questions and get my return done. I don't fear it. I just delay it because I don't think any of us are just, well, maybe some of you CPAs are like, oh, it's tax time. Let's do it. You know, but I think most of the rest of us are like, oh no, it's tax time.
Yeah. Yeah, except for those, there's a lot of early filers that get a tax refund. So, they do file early so they can get that refund. I know last tax season, close to 75% of taxpayers received a tax refund.
Wow.
And the average direct deposit refund was over $3,000.
Holy cow.
There are a lot of taxpayers that file early.
And I had no idea, Lisa, that that many people, 75% of taxpayers got refunds. I mean, that's great for them.
Close to 75%,
wow.
Yes.
Now, of course, the flip side of that, and I remember talking with Bob Meehan, who'd been on the show, and good luck for him and retirement. Boy, I don't even know how to spell that word. But we used to always talk about how, you know, folks have to realize that a refund is terrific at the time of year when you can use, in this case, an average of $3,000. That's wonderful. But isn't it better if you had that money throughout the year and don't look at it as kind of a forced savings account that you make no interest on or anything else, but woo, surprise, look at this, I get a refund, whatever amount it is, that maybe you need to adjust, you know, your deductions and things of that nature to sort of even things out? Isn't the ultimate to not owe anymore, but not get anymore either?
Yeah, I think it's a personal preference. Like you said, people do use it as a forced savings, and there are taxpayers that if they had that extra money in their paycheck, they wouldn't even really notice and they would spend it. So a lot of them do use it as a forced savings because they know they would spend it.
Yeah.
So they look forward to that lump sum to do something like pay down debt or you know, put it in an emergency fund. They really look forward to it for that, or to get ahead on bills.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, because with 3/4 of the population doing it that way and saying that, yes, refund, you know, I get both sides of that, you know, and it would be nice, though, if maybe you took some of that money out of every paycheck or something and stashed it in a savings account and earned a whopping 1.5% interest or something. It would be a little bit more,
yeah,
but not so easy for
a lot
of people.
They could take part of their refund and do that as well. And I think a lot of taxpayers, they may not realize some tax credits and deductions they're eligible for.
Mm.
So a lot of the early filers that we talked about, some of them become newly qualified for a huge tax credit called the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Mm-hmm.
And for a family with 3 kids, it's a credit of $6,431. And it's a huge credit, and it's also a refundable credit, meaning that they don't need to have taxes owed in order to get it. So you also see, you know, some taxpayers getting these refunds due to these reasons. They're not aware of some of these credits or deductions that they're able to get. And, you know, that's the beauty with TurboTax. We walk you through these tax deductions, and you don't need to know tax rules or tax laws. And we make people aware of deductions that they may not even have known about.
And that's a very good point, too, because if folks are just answering, in the case of TurboTax, very simple questions, sometimes yes or no, and then it'll lead you on to something else, then you fill out whatever requested information, but it does hold your hand through the process. And that's what I like about it, quite frankly, because I am not a CPA. I hate math. I clearly wait to the last minute to get things done in terms of tax return, especially. But I like the fact that, okay, you know what, gather my papers, get all the stuff I need with the mortgage and so forth, and there we go. Sit down, launch TurboTax, and just do it. And then you just have that great feeling of relief, and then you think, well, why didn't I do this in January? It just never happens.
Yeah, you could get it done earlier and then enjoy your weekend. So taxpayers that haven't done their taxes yet, I would suggest they do them this weekend, and then they'll have the following weekend before the tax deadline, which is April 15th. They'll have that date free.
That's true. And, you know, I'm waving that bad finger at me. You know, it's like, bad boy, because you're completely right about that. And are there a lot of us, though, Lisa, that wait to the last minute? I mean, you know, what has been your research in terms of folks that are just getting it in under the wire?
In general, about 20% of taxpayers wait until the last 2 weeks. Last tax season, about this time, with 2 weeks left, about 61% of taxpayers had already filed. So, you know, in the last 2 weeks, we will see that wave of the additional 20% filing.
Ah, Wow. So there's...
Or maybe more than that. You know, yeah. There are a few that may go on extension, but the majority, you know, they will make it to the tax deadline.
Lisa, if you don't mind, let me interrupt real quick because we're going to pay a couple of our bills. Come right back and talk more with Lisa Green Lewis, CPA and tax expert with Intuit, the TurboTax people. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Lisa Green Lewis from Intuit. They are the TurboTax people. For some of our listeners that are thinking, yeah, I just don't have everything I need or I have yet to compile stuff, I am not going to make it to the 15th. Let's talk about what's involved in filing an extension, because obviously we can do all of this online. TurboTax.com makes it very easy, etc. But what mindset should we be in if for some reason we just know it's not going to happen by the 15th? Are we going to pay a lot of penalties and interest? Is there, you know, bad things going to happen to us?
You do need to file an extension by the April 15th deadline if you just absolutely don't have some paperwork that you need. But one thing to remember, if you owe money, the extension is not an extension to pay.
Yeah, true.
So you have to remember that. You are required to pay what you owe at the tax deadline, even though you file an extension, or you will incur some penalties. So the penalty for late payment is half of 1%. And then if you don't file an extension, the penalty for not filing would be 5% of the amount you owe.
Oh, so that's quite a difference. So, and if you owe a lot, you're going to pay a fortune.
So it's best to, you know, file an extension. TurboTax, we have easy extension online, and you know it goes directly to the IRS, so you don't have to mail in the form. It's form 4868, and then some states, when you file the extension, you're automatically on extension with the state, but it varies by state.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, and we live in Miami, so Florida doesn't have an income tax. Yay. So we don't have to file a state return.
You don't have to worry about that.
No, it's a good thing. And everybody is so jealous. You know, it's like, well, we do in New York and everywhere. Well, sorry. You know, move to Florida. No, we have enough people. Stop. But are you almost kind of having to do the return anyway, even to file that extension? Because how do you know how much you owe if you don't at least input what you can?
Yeah, I mean, you do need to know the amount you owe. Typically, the IRS will waive penalties for underpayment of withholding if you paid 90% of your tax liability. But the IRS just announced that they are going to lower that requirement. So you are required to pay 80% of of your taxes. And if you've paid 80%, they will waive penalties.
Well, that's good. Isn't that?
Well, it's the penalty for under withholding, but you right. still need to pay what you owe.
Oh, sure. And isn't that nice of them? they're the government. They're here to help. Yeah. But talk about help. One of the very cool things that you guys do is TurboTax Live. Tell me about how folks can connect via one-way video, which is good because it doesn't help you, it doesn't make you nervous, to a live CPA like yourself and other agents if you have a particular tax question and you're not finding the answer. And so there you go. You hit a button and I can actually talk to someone who's going to help me.
Yeah, this is really excited. You know, we've combined the it's really exciting. We've combined the products that our customers know and love, you know, the ability to go online and do your taxes yourself with an assisted method. So you can connect live via one-way video to a TurboTax Live CPA or enrolled agent. Our TurboTax Live CPAs and enrolled agents have an average of 15 years experience, and you can ask them, you know, whatever questions you want about your taxes. It's not like you can only ask one question. It's whatever questions you want to ask. And they can also review, sign, and file your tax return, and they're available in English and Spanish. And so in addition to that, if you use TurboTax Live, we don't close on April 15th. our TurboTax Live CPAs and enrolled agents are available for you to ask questions year-round. So, you know, taxpayers come up with different situations throughout the year, and we know that they have life changes or, you know, I had a baby or I am taking care of my relative. How does that impact my taxes? If you use TurboTax Live, you can call them year-round and ask those questions.
Good. Now, let's talk about the fact that, first of all, thank you to Lisa for providing a bunch of giveaways to our audience. So if you're like me and you're waiting to the last minute, we've got some TurboTax codes to share with you. If you call in and participate on the program and you say, you know, I desperately need one of those. I'm like Dave and I'm waiting to the last minute. We may be able to get you one, so you don't hesitate to call and ask any consumer tech question. We get you on the air. You've earned one of those prizes. But let's talk about the TurboTax Free Edition really quick because we're already running out of time. You're great, and I'm glad that we can spend this time. But a lot of folks are able to file with you through TurboTax, and it doesn't cost them anything to do it.
Right. There's millions of taxpayers that are eligible. If they have a simple tax return, like W-2s, can claim the standard deduction, and they can even claim credits for their kids, like the earned income tax credit or the child tax credit.
Okay.
They're eligible to file their federal and state taxes for free, and that's through the tax deadline.
Excellent. And that's very helpful. And you say millions of people get to do this because I've heard people, even my own audience, have asked off-air questions and say, yeah, well, that's great. And I'm glad you're happy with TurboTax. But what do you mean free? I mean, there's got to be a catch. Well, there isn't. I've had several of our staff. I wish I could use the free return, but I've got too many complicated things, but like a rental property, whatever. So, you know, there are some things that obviously you need to have one of the paid editions, if you will. But with so many people being able, like I mentioned, several on our staff have said, oh, I always use the free thing. It works perfectly. There is no catch.
Right. No catch. And, you know, with the new tax law change, even more people, TurboTax estimates that about 90% of taxpayers will now claim the standard deduction instead of itemizing because of the changes, you know, the almost doubling of the standard deduction, and then some deductions were either eliminated or reduced. So there's more people that may be eligible.
That's good to know as well. That'll help a whole lot of folks. So last-second tips for those of us filing in these next week and a half, 2 weeks. Just get it done, I guess, huh?
Yes. Go online and file. You know, you don't have to wait in line. And you can e-file with direct deposit. That's the quickest way to get your refund if you e-file with direct deposit. The IRS is issuing 9 out of 10 tax refunds within 21 days or less.
Nice. That's important. And, of course, no need to be going to these little pop-up stores and sit down and have somebody pour over your stuff. truly, if you've not tried TurboTax, I recommend that you do just that. TurboTax.com, right? Is that the easiest way to get there?
Yes.
Perfect. And Lisa Green Lewis, CPA and tax expert with Intuit, the parents of TurboTax. Keep up the good work. Keep helping millions of people, especially those that are able to use your system for free and get their tax return done, hopefully with a refund or at least not have to pay any or little. And you want to try this and get it done now. Stop being like me. Don't procrastinate.
Yes.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Yes. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to chatting with you again next tax season.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. TurboTax.com. Check it out. Again, if you want one of the many that she provided with us for us to give to you, our audience, last minute, we can do it all via email so you don't miss a beat. Then be sure and participate on the program. You can call in with whatever your favorite app is, share some tips for other listeners, ask any consumer tech question. We get your call, you qualify to win some of these prizes, including the TurboTax codes. By the way, good for any of their editions. So that is awesome. You get some great value. TurboTax.com and, of course, IntoTomorrow.com. We'll link you there as well. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Lisa in Cary, North Carolina, listens on WPTF 680 AM. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, I just called, and I forgot to tell you about something that I use that is a great product, and it is an excellent price. And it's the WiseCam. I've never heard you talk about it on your show, but you can get them through WiseCam, the company, for $19.99 for the basic one. And it just works with your Wi-Fi and your cell phone. You get an amazing picture, and you can even have videos, and you can store them and keep them if you need to. And they make another model, I think that's $30, that actually moves left to right. And they have little cases also where you can mount them outside. The guy that started the company, he and some friends, I guess, worked at Amazon, and they left Amazon and started the WiseCam company. And I give it to all of my friends that have dogs so they can keep up with what their dog's doing during the day. And you can, you know, put it on a door in your house. Anyway, great product, great price. Just wanted to pass that along.
Thanks. Well, thank you, Lisa. And by the way, that's WYZE. All right. Check us out at intotomorrow.com.